Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Gainer in hot water again, this time not over his appearance, but over his actions on the field, which are actions he's been doing for years. But the Lions were in town this weekend, of course. We beat up on him pretty good. And, you know, at some point in the game, he grabs the stuffed lion. I was at the game. I didn't even notice he did it. He goes up, grabs a lion, kicks it out onto the field, as he usually does, like the stuffed lion.
Yeah.
And then he grabs it by the crotch and, you know, whatever.
What's the matter with that? He's done that forever with a tiger cat. He hung the tiger cat by a noose before.
He didn't overly sexualize it either. Like he grabbed it.
Okay, so can you help me out here? Because I wasn't at the game. First game in a long time I missed. Did they wheel a real lion out and strap it to the field and abuse it? Did he kick a real lion?
No, he did not.
It was a stuffed lion?
It was.
It was an inanimate object.
Yes, it was.
So why is everybody outraged? Like, because it's a family-friendly environment?
I don't know.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, come on. Really? The guy's been doing it for... We've had three home games. Mm-hmm. We've won two of those three home games. In one home game, our quarterback passed for 400 yards and four touchdowns, and all everybody did was call in and talk about Gainer and his meth eyes. And then a 35-year-old defensive lineman...
Methamphetamine eyes.
He's got methamphetamine eyes. That's good. You should write a song. Yeah, anyways, in this game, Charleston Hughes... Charleston Hughes, a 35-year-old defensive lineman, has three sacks, a forced fumble, and 10 tackles. And we're talking about a guy in a Gainer mascot costume beating up a stuffed animal. That's what we're worried about. And the Riders have to issue a statement. I'm the Riders, my statement would have been, please, get a life.
But it wasn't.
No, it was. We've talked to Gainer. Gainer said he's sorry. No, like, give me a break. Like, it's stupid. Like, two of the three games, we're talking about Gainer, the friggin' gopher.
I think we should fire him.
We should.
I want to see how that goes over.
But
if
we're going to fire Gainer, we should do it right on the big screen.
And just think of the severance that guy's going to
get. Mark Johnson.
He's been there years.
Mark Johnson should fire Gainer. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
Gainer's been there since...
Mark Johnson, he's too nice. He can't fire Gainer.
77. Gainer's been there since 1977.
That's a lot of severance.
Do you know how many... Gainer the Gopher has cheered for to empty seats for years before all this. Like, you people now, you don't understand
when he
the
was
tough
slapping
times.
Signs before, that was the only sound in the entire neighborhood.
Very good point. That's right. That's right. That's that and somebody carjacking a vehicle.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
He's back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was down in Grand Forks, North Dakota. First time I've ever been there. For my son went to UND for a football recruiting camp. Did really well. I was proud of him, so we're just kind of waiting now. But scoped out the area. A few things of note. They got a dome stadium, 21,000. Alaris Stadium. It's got it's kind of got that Queensbury Downs feel to it. Like, it's attached to, a whole bunch of meeting rooms and convention centers and stuff.
Okay.
So they have weddings and stuff there. They've got a splash park. Mm-hmm. Like, it's beautiful. And I'm thinking to myself, why didn't we do that? There's 57.
What can we do now?
Well, nothing we can do now. I'm just saying, there's 57,000 people there, and they can build something like that. I know ours is more majestic, but I'd like to see ours indoors. Anyways, one thing. The large portion sizes that they eat down there is unbelievable.
And the amount of sodium.
Yes, you're right. I went to the Texas Roadhouse Steakhouse.
Okay.
Oh, the steaks were salty.
You do understand that you didn't go to Fiji.
I haven't been down there in a while.
Or Australia.
I haven't been down there in a while.
We're literally 4 hours
away. I know. But the other interesting thing is their credit cards, they don't do... they don't do pins.
We don't always do pins here either.
Most 95% of the time it's pins now.
I don't know, man. I tap a lot.
Did you have to? Yeah, you tap a lot.
Yeah.
But you can only tap a certain amount, can't you? Up to $100, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, you don't. And you don't even have to sign. It's like, that's ridiculous.
I love how this is being treated like it's some majestic, faraway world.
Well, that's ridiculous. Well, that is majestic right there. That's a faraway world. Come on. Okay, two other things I want to mention about me being away.
Yeah.
If you ever want to do something cool here in our own backyard, go to the Regina Beach or Rowan's Ravine. They got those that inflatable ninja course there.
Right, yeah.
Go do that with Layla. I was thinking about that with you yesterday. Yeah. I was on it. Bob Poley was on it.
The polecat.
The polecat took his grandson on it. Yeah, so that was cool.
And his mustache flopping around.
That's right. And the other thing.
Hearing aids getting wet.
I didn't even look at that. Maybe he took him out. Yeah, and then the other thing I wanted to say is.
Was he yelling a lot?
No, he was. Okay. He was. The other thing I wanted to say is happy anniversary to my parents.
Yes.
They had their 50th wedding anniversary on the weekend. So they made 50 years. Yes.
That is crazy. Oh. And they had you. So they went through a lot of challenges. Sorry, man.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So my kids are bugging me yesterday because I don't know how to swim. You have to swim out to this inflatable thing.
Sure.
I have the life jacket on, and they're making fun of me because I'm just flip-flopping around.
Do you have to wear a life jacket on it?
Yeah, you do.
Is that mandatory?
Yeah, it's mandatory, right. And it's good for a guy like me because I don't know how to swim. Dad, you should really learn how to swim. It's a great life skill. Well, that kind of passed me by.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not going to go in that pool with a bunch of little toddlers to learn how to swim. Anyway, so that is probably... It's right up there for my life regrets. I wish I would have paid attention more when my parents put me in swimming, or at least stuck with it.
Yeah, it's important that you know how to swim.
Yeah. So are you a good swimmer?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. You're decent.
Yeah, you're decent. Anyway, they ask people if they regret what they regret about their lives. 40% of people say they regret how they've lived their life so far. How many?
40%. That's it?
40. Well, I think that's pretty high. Almost half the population regrets their life. That's pretty sad. Is there anything major in your life you regret?
Yeah. I mean, there's...
And don't tell me you don't have regrets. I'm not saying you, but people say, I got no regrets. No, you do have regrets.
I think, for me, I mean, it's kind of sad, but I feel like I took the people in my life for granted a lot. And by that, I mean... The people that are now gone, that have passed on, I didn't take advantage of the time I had with them.
I'm with you on that. And I felt that this weekend with my parents and their 50th wedding anniversary. Yeah. And people say that's number three in the list, not spending enough time with family. I think you can put it under there.
Yeah.
Number four was working too much.
Yeah.
Number five, not being a better parent, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And then the two most... regretful things for people. Number two, not taking better care of their health, which I think a lot of people can attest to.
Right.
And... not traveling more. Think about the world. Like you were joking with me. I live like that far from the United States, and you said you make it sound like you went to Fiji.
Yeah.
I don't travel enough. I don't, and in particular the States, I don't go down enough.
Yeah, I should travel more too, but life is busy. Life is busy.
Well, and it's gonna get busy.
What are the top two things?
Traveling and
that's the top two?
Yeah, traveling was number one, and number two is health.
Really? I would be under the health category.
I think I would save money, invest money better when I was younger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would buy Microsoft, right?
Apple stock.
You know what I would do? Invest fully in Napster and LimeWire.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
If you don't have air conditioning, boy, oh boy, she could be a long one. Get creative. Get out those trays of ice in your fan. Put it in front of the window and God save you.
Now I'm going through a life-changing moment. I'm going through divorce.
Going through the big
You know me, Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to do. I listen to that song actually driving.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
Anyway, whatever it is. Anyway, some divorce lawyers were asked the craziest reasons they've seen couples split up. I would say mine's irreconcilable differences. That's all I will say. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I think
that's the most common.
Yeah. Yeah. A guy divorced his wife because she was a loud chewer, one lawyer said.
I'd do it. I would do it.
It's a deal breaker when you're dating, I think. Mm-hmm. A woman had vertigo. Her husband thought she was possessed and kept trying to do exorcisms on her. That's another crazy reason for divorce. This one's good. A guy wouldn't go on his honeymoon because he was worried about his plants dying. So the wife took her sisters instead and then left him when she got back.
Yeah. Good reason.
That's funny. This is a good reason, too. A woman got kidnapped in Mexico on the honeymoon, and her husband wouldn't pay the ransom. So her family paid it, and then she divorced him.
Yeah, not a good sign.
That is not a good sign. And this one, I think, is... you could file this one under irreconcilable differences. A guy hated his wife for hoarding scrapbook supplies. She hated him for filling their yard up with broken down cars. So in their settlement, she demanded to get the old cars. He wanted the scrapbooking stuff, and then they threw it all away.
Hey, at least they found some mutual ground.
they got some common ground.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, the Wolf.
I got a question for Ballsy.
Yeah, right here.
So you might know this because you're kind of connected with the Riders through, you know, post-game call-in and all that. Is it true that they changed Gaynor because old Gaynor owned the suits and they wanted more control over Gaynor? Do you know, did you hear anything like that?
No, I didn't hear anything like that. And I have conversations with Gaynor on the sidelines. He never mentioned that to me.
So it's still the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy. Exact same guy that's done it all these years. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm scratching my head over that because I'm pretty sure there's no intensive market research that said people were, you know, looking for a new Coke version of Gaynor.
Well, they kind of went. Did he have a different look this game too? I was told he was going to have even a different look this game.
No,
it's just that same goofy look, just with the black eyes instead of the green eyes.
I have heard there's a new suit coming, another suit coming that will make him a little chubbier and a little more wrinkly.
Yeah, he had a cowboy hat and a vest on this weekend, so they changed it up a little bit.
Yeah, he was wearing a hat.
Yeah, it was nice to see.
I don't know why. We've had three home games, and the two of them, the big topics of things Gaynor did, like the way Gaynor looked, and now Gaynor kicking the crap out of a stuffed lion. I don't get it.
One of these days, I would like to see a corporation or a big business just say, you know, for their statement, literally, I don't care that you're offended. Like, just come out and say, so you don't like his antics?
Right.
Too bad.
Next time, I'd like to see Gaynor take Daron Carter out to the middle of the field.
That would have been great.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The Amber Alert comes across on your TV, your phone, or right here on the Wolf, and it scares the hell out of you a little.
Necessary evil, too.
Yeah,
like
for
we need
sure.
It
means that a child is in danger.
Right, and we want our children protected.
They've probably been kidnapped or something like that, and the authorities need you to be on the lookout and perhaps save a life. And yeah, it's loud. It's a scary noise. I can't demonstrate it for you on the air here because I don't believe the legality will. I'm not allowed to. But when you hear it, you know it.
You know it.
And there's a reason for it. Now, in Ontario, they've had to implement it a couple times in the last month. And it's usually been later at night, even in the middle of the night. And then the people, you know, your phone goes off. And it scares people.
Yeah.
So what do? They get upset. And they call 911 complaining about it. Thousands of people calling 911 to complain about the Amber Alert being activated in the middle of the night and waking them up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that if it were your child kidnapped, you would have no problem waking up a couple of thousand people.
No kidding.
To get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No, for sure.
In Ontario, a lady has started an online petition to fine people who call 911 to complain about the Amber Alert. This could actually happen. Now, it's not an emergency, so why are you calling 911 about this? If you got a problem and a complaint about it, send an email.
Yeah, exactly.
You shouldn't be calling 911 and tying up their phone lines,
let's do that.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. They need those lines open now because people should be calling 911 if they have any information about the Amber Alert. But they can't.
Defeats the purpose.
Because their operators are busy because they're taking complaints about the Amber Alert.
Yeah.
This is proof that people are in their own little world now.
NIMBY, not in my backyard. If it doesn't affect me, then it's not a big deal.
You know me. I'm fairly guilty of that. And I'm fairly guilty of being kind of having the blinders on a little bit when it comes to just my life.
No, everybody's guilty of that at times.
I may call myself cold and callous sometimes, but even I know that if an Amber Alert woke me up in the middle of the night, I might go, ugh,
yeah,
what?
Just,
And then you look at it and you go, oh, no. Like, even myself, I'd be like, oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, you just have to spend time with your own kids and think, okay, yeah, imagine my kid's gone missing. I'd want that damn siren to ring all night.
Ring it all night, ring it all day. Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What a day, 31 and sunny, so you might want to go out and do some swimming or into the pools. Little family time, little father-daughter
time,
you know,
maybe. It's a little different when you're a celebrity like Tom Brady and half the world hates you already just because of your life and everything. Anyway, Tom is on a cliff with his six-year-old daughter, Vivian, and he see it on the video. Maybe his wife's filming it, I don't know, Giselle. Right. And he's like, okay, you ready? We're going to jump all the way out, okay? Holds her hand, and they jump off a cliff in the water. Mm-hmm. And it had 3 million views at last word. Yeah. And people are ripping on him for being a stupid idiot. Why would you do that to your six-year-old?
Did you see the video? Did you watch it?
I have it in front of me. I haven't watched it.
Watch it. Because what happens is... He takes her, and you can tell that he's had a discussion with her on as to how to do this.
Yeah.
And how to jump. You got to jump far out, okay? Good. So he's holding her hand as they jump.
Yeah.
And you could tell at last minute she hesitates. So what's that mean when he's jumping and he's holding her hand?
He has to pull her.
He pulls her. So he does. He pulls her into the water, and at this point, he's worried. It's probably a safety thing where he's going, if I don't pull her all the way out, she's going to hit the rocks. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what he did. I thought he was being a good dad. When I saw what he did, I was like, I would have done the same thing. You got to yank her and pull her because if she just half jumps, she's going to fall onto the rocks.
How about we stop shaming people for how they're parenting their kids, whether it's Tom Brady or Tom Thompson? Like, who cares? It's his kid. And I just saw the video and you're right.
It's a competition to see who's the best parent in this world.
My cousin was in from Alberta, and he's got a son, Asher, who's got some mental disabilities.
Yeah.
And he was acting up at the ice cream shop yesterday at Regina Beach.
Yeah.
And he goes, his wife did a good job of taking the kid aside to discipline him. But he's like, you can't even discipline. Like, I can't discipline I have to discipline him differently.
And privately.
Because if I discipline my son who has mental disability, people automatically think I'm a crappy parent. When I know him, he's the greatest parent I know. Mm-hmm. But stop shaming people. It's not your kid. You know what I mean? Like, give me a break. I don't know. Tom Brady's having fun with his daughter. He jumps off a cliff. Sue him. Like, give me a break.
He's a celebrity worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. Believe me, there are a lot of people that don't even take the time to go swimming with their kid point.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
My Scottish skin doesn't allow tans. It just allows burns.
Yep.
But I've been outside so much this summer so far that I'm actually getting a pretty good farmer's tan going here.
Yeah, I went to the beach yesterday. It's the first time I've actually just taken my shirt off, sat in a lawn chair, and soaked in the sun. Didn't go for shade. I put a hat on, and I did put lots of sunscreen on, but that sun is hot, man. I got burned.
31 today, and that is not going to be fun for people who don't have air conditioning, and I know there are a lot of people. I used to live on the fourth floor of an apartment building, and I did not have air conditioning.
Heat rises, too.
That was one of the worst experiences of my life. I remember it hit 39 one day in Saskatoon, and I lived in this apartment, and it was the worst feeling I've ever had. Like, and I'm not a small dude, either. Mm-hmm. Like, I generate my own heat.
Yeah.
And it was so hot that I shut the TV off because I thought it was generating too much heat.
When we were growing up in Glencairn there, we used to have one of those wall units in the kitchen window, but it didn't go around the whole house, right? Just kind of that immediate area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we used to hover around it. Yeah, no, we thought it'd be fun to, we always hunker down in the basement, bring a mattress down there, and me and my brother, we'd go sleep in the basement. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's actually the smart way to do it.
Yeah.
I've got to the point before where I've brought out a big tray of ice.
Yep.
And you put it in front of a fan.
Yep.
And you blow the fan on you, and that does work.
It does work.
Yeah, it cools things down.
Absolutely.
You got to keep replacing the ice because
it's also
melts
a pool
crazy.
Day. Like if depending on the weather, but sunny pool day, you hit the outdoor pools.
Yeah, and who else needs an excuse to drink beer? I mean, just 31 degrees, especially if you're doing yard work. Yeah,
I wouldn't want to be. You know, the one driving this weekend. The one job I don't think I'd like to be is either a highway crew person.
Yeah,
or driving truck. Like a semi driver?
Really?
Yeah, why? Too hot.
They have air conditioning.
I know, but still, I just drive it on a hot day. I hate being cooped
some
up.
Of those rigs are nicer than most houses.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you talking about?
I haven't
about?
Been in a rig in a while.
Yeah, well, I can't say I've really ever been. Well, other than my lot lizard days, but
I've been on a rig
a long time ago.
My friend used to drive semi, so I used to drive with him. But
I'd put on my denim cutoffs, show a little leg. Hey, it gets you a mile down the road.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Let's go back to Lion King. So it opened, the new version opened on the weekend.
Right.
And it was a big deal, you know, mixed reviews. I'm not hearing a lot of people going to see it, though, but I know that millions and millions have.
People saying they want to see it in my inner circle, but nobody has seen it yet. Sean Connery was the first choice to play Mufasa, but James Earl Jones ended up getting the role.
Yeah, James Earl Jones is the one. You can't have why would you have a Scottish? Well, that's weird.
I'm pretty sure he could hide the accent if he had to.
I'm sure he could.
That would be funny, though, wouldn't it? A Scottish one. There are no real lion roars used in the movie. They were all done by voice actor Frank Welker, who created them by growling into a metal garbage can.
So is this the original Lion King?
Yeah. Okay. These are the fun facts of the original one.
Okay.
Real lions were brought into the studio so animators could study them for inspiration. So they actually brought real lions into the studio.
Why didn't they go to the zoo?
I have sometimes
I feel like people just try things to try them, you know? Like,
yeah,
let's get some lions and bring them down here. Hey, guys, there's a place just down the road with lions. It's called the zoo. Oh, no. Bring them here. Let's risk death.
Yeah, that's a good point. You always come up with those. That's
who
good.
Has steak?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Let's wrap our bodies in steak. Yeah. Run. Hey, get one of the new interns. We need to see how these animals hunt.
Yeah, could Timmy the intern come in here? Yeah.
Give him a fur coat and let him run around and let's smother him in A1 sauce.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. You just perfect. Lay down here, Timmy. Yeah. That's okay.
Should work well.
We miss Timmy.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Lion King was originally titled The King of the Jungle, actually, but they changed it to Lion King.
Yeah, and, that's better.
It's the best-selling VHS tape of all time. And that's no real shocker, right?
No, not at all.
Is that your favorite one of all time, The Lion King?
Animated it's up one. There. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
They thought Pocahontas would be their bestseller, but Lion King crushed it. I don't know. I have no desire to see the...
And that's back in... Lion King, when that came out on VHS, it was in the really thick plastic, non-biodegradable, packaging that would open like a book.
That's right.
You remember those?
Yes. Still have it. I still have the copy.
Hang on to it. It's probably worth hundreds of cents. It's not worth anything at all.
No, it's not.
It's the highest selling. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.